NSRA Radio Network.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
And that's right, gang. The last time I checked, it still is Hot Rod Radio USA, and I'm still Wings Callahan in the air chair, bringing you the greatest rocking experience of a lifetime. That's it. It all happens right here on your favorite station every week for 2 hours of Motorhead music madness. So get ready to rock and roll on Hot Rod Radio. Yeah. Called Big Wednesday, the Ripcords. I wish I could have played bongos like that. Listen to this guy, huh? I might play the whole song here a little bit later on HRR. I just had to get going with that, all right? Now let's stop at the top of the Ferris wheel. You ready?
Old school.
That's right. Everybody's going to Hot Rod City, listening to Hot Rod Radio USA. What a great tune, the Superstocks on HRR. You know, this weekend back in 1960, California hot rodder Mickey Thompson, had the pleasure of meeting him. Actually, I'm friends with his son, Danny. Mickey Thompson took another shot at the world land speed record. Thompson had become the first American to travel faster than 400 miles an hour on land when he piloted his Challenger 1. Now, he designed and built that streamliner himself. This is out at Bonneville. Went 406.6, but as you know, they got to back it up both directions. And he did the return run a little bit different, not officially, so that was never official record. But Thompson's car broke down the middle on his second run. Necessitating. Why is that word hard for me to say? The follow-up. At the time, the world land speed record was 394, set by John Cobb, a guy from England, in 1947. So let me fast forward. After Thompson's first pass across the Bonneville Flats on September 9th, he refueled the 7,000-pound, 2,000-horsepower Challenger. This had four Pontiac engines in it. And the car was wheel-driven. It wasn't a rocket. Well, when they hatched the motor on the way back, he was sponsored a little bit by Pontiac. And the thing is that he went into high gear, and that's when he blew the engine. And it says, when you're sponsored by an engine company, this is one of his guys said, you blow an engine, you don't say you blew a Pontiac engine. You say you broke a driveline. It was all political. But anyway, 1960 this weekend, that's what was happening with Mickey Thompson. Thought I'd share that with you on Hot Rod Radio USA. All right. Diana Ross, the Supremes.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't. Trust, give it time, no matter how long it takes, but how many
Beatles teaching us proper English, ain't got nothing but love, babe. Ah, lovely Mary Ann just hopped into the studio and she's scratching my back.
Ooh, a little lower. Oh,
this portion. Well, I was going to do a commercial here. This portion of Hot Rod Radio brought to you by Borgeson, steering you forward for over 100 years. Since 1914, your steering headquarters, steering U-joints, steering shafts, steering conversion kits, they have what you need. Get on their website, check it out at Borgeson, Borgeson.com, or call them during the week, 860-482-8283, the Borgeson Company, 100 years strong. Steering you forward. And again, another official company of the National Street Rod Association and Hot Rod Radio USA. Here's Del Shannon.
She ran away. falling and I feel a pain. I'm wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And
cruising on the right side of the road.
Meep, meep.
Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Like Myron Florian on the squeeze box. And who said you can't have an accordion and rock and roll? It's called Boppity Bop, Shakin' Stevens on Hot Rod Radio USA. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. It's easy to do. You can email me at wings@hotrodradio.com. Mary at hotrodradio.com or drop it in the mail, Hot Rod Radio USA, Post Office Box 454, Baldwin, Wisconsin 54002.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Down the track, the name of the place is I like it like that. And you take Sally, and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I like it like that. The last time I was down there, they lost my shoes. They had some cat shot in the blues.
news. The people were yelling and shouting for more. And all they kept saying was, come and go. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Let me show you.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
I said the name of the places I like it like that. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Dave Clark, five. Name of the place. I like it like that. I really do. And it's Cindy's birthday. Happy birthday, Cindy, wherever you are. Here's Johnny Crawford.
No time for the movie show. TV or the radio. Gotta write a symphony. End the book of poetry. Tie them with a ribbon. It's Cindy's birthday. No time for geometry, arithmetic, or history. Gotta write a song from my heart. Don't pick the greatest work of art. Tie them with a ribbon made of gold. Give them to Cindy. It's Cindy's birthday. Cindy's birthday. Yes, Cindy's got a birthday.
Hot Rod Radio USA.
Show M SWAT, Lee Marvin, Frank Ballinger, a lieutenant in the Chicago PD. That was cool show. I always drove that 57 Ford. I'm Wings Callahan. This is Hot Rod Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.